Back in the Paleozoic era, things were pretty tough. Violent storms, huge changes in oxygen levels, and not much dry land. In the water, there were giant carnivorous sea scorpions. Scientists already knew these creatures were big. Now they've found a fossil from the biggest sea scorpion yet. Here's NPR's John Hamilton.
400 million years ago was a bad time to go swimming. There were lots of predators, and Eric Tetley, a paleontologist at Yale, thinks sea scorpions were the scariest.
They kind of looked like a flattened submarine, and then they had these massive claws in front, which could be up to a meter long, and then they have five pairs of legs, and the last of these were the swimming legs, which were flattened paddles.
Kind of like a lobster big enough to play in the NBA. Scientists call the sea scorpions Eurypterids. Tetley says even the fossils are intimidating.
My supervisor in Bristol used to say that he would rather be in a pool with a shark than in a pool with a Eurypterid, and I think I would agree with that.
Tetley and his former boss are part of an international team reporting on a new fossil that's likely to enhance the sea scorpion's frightening reputation. The fossil came from a quarry in Germany. It's part of a claw, and it's about 18 inches long. The creature it came from was probably 8 feet long, a record. Tetley says giant sea scorpions apparently led a simple life.
They probably ate primitive fish, other smaller sea scorpions, whatever they can get their claws into.
Unlike modern scorpions, they didn't kill their prey with a poison stinger.
They would probably just sort of sink their fangs into it and start munching away.
Lorenzo Prendini is a scorpion expert at the American Museum of Natural History in New York. He says Eurypterids didn't need a stinger to subdue their prey.
The spines on the claws would have inflicted a lot of damage. They may have even ripped them apart with the claws, but I think a combination of that and the actual jaws, which are quite well-developed with fang-like structures, would have done the damage.
Sea scorpions had their tender moments, too, like when thousands would gather in the shallow water to shed their outer skeletons and mate. About 255 million years ago, the sea scorpions disappeared. One factor may have been a decrease in the amount of oxygen in the oceans. But Prendini thinks they just got eaten when something even bigger and meaner evolved.
There were certainly some enormous dinosaur relatives of the day, ichthyosaurs and the like. I think they would have made short work of these guys.
Prendini says survivors may have become smaller and ended up on land, though the fossil record isn't entirely clear on that.
Modern scorpions are more closely related to other arachnids like spiders and mites and a host of other peculiar creatures than they are to the sea scorpions. But all of them shared a common ancestor at some point in time.
As for the giant sea scorpion, it's still a big deal in places like New York, where it is the official state fossil. The new finding is described in the current issue of the journal Biology Letters. John Hamilton, NPR News.